Hey, cutting voice. I'm just cutting some vegetables.
It's okay, no problem. Never
No.
mind.
Okay. Now this. Okay. This is the five episode from our podcast English POD. So our title this for this episode, it's about pets. Okay, I don't know the question. If you can share it, Teacher Hassan.
Yeah, I sent them to you.
Okay.
Or do you want me to share it here?
Yeah, to see
okay.
It.
Okay, just a minute. Would you like to talk about the topic?
Okay. I think Shahri suggests this topic. So topic, it's about pets, you know, cats, dogs. I think people who share their shelter with snake or cows or pigs. I don't know what's going on in their minds, but I think it's a pets. In when you say pets, I think already or directly cats or dogs or horses. This is what I have in mind.
Yeah.
So I think first question will be with Shahid.
Snakes.
Going on, go ahead, Chad.
Hamsters.
No, I mean it's a first question. To read first question. If you have thing to say about pets, talk.
Let's go.
Okay.
Where did I put my knife?
Can you see the questions, Ishaher? Okay, let me read the first question.
Okay.
How to keep the pits safe or in a safe condition or safe situation. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Chad.
Yeah, well, taking care of pets in general is actually, for me, I can see it as something. It's difficult, you know what? It requires a lot of responsibilities. Now, for me, I cannot take care of my own responsibilities sometimes. What about taking care of others, especially if it's kind of animals, you know? And it requires you to be there all the time. Not to mention that, well, who doesn't like pets? I mean, like cats, for example. I am one of the biggest fans of cats. But for this reason, I'm afraid to get one, actually. How to keep it safe? Well, one of the ways I see a lot of people who have pets in their homes, they specify specific place for them in home. And they provide
privacy.
Let's say a home, for example, right? Yeah, kind of privacy, of course, yes. But you see these kind of it's like a home. It's especially for cats. You can't see it in some malls. They are sold in some malls. So this is one of the ways. Also, there are by the government, of course. This is going to be conducted by the government by providing, let's say, a shelter, for example, official shelter for pets to be carried to. Unfortunately, in Mecca here, we don't have one. But in Jeddah, I know one place in Jeddah, by the way, that is, that takes care of pets, especially cats.
Okay. I will take a guess at question two. Shahir is still with us.
Shahir, I don't know, he has a problem or something.
Okay. The second question is said, how to take care of it or of it. I think also it's as you said, how to save, take care of it. It's similar to save it, but the care of it is like serve the best food you can serve it. It's like give the pets the best feelings, feelings about save, about love, about this animals. It's in his family. Okay, so I think in English, when you have a dog, you don't say it. You don't sign to this dog it. You use it he or she. So it's also you can buy, I think it's like advice for come call it big B or like this, and use sand, special sand. It's like this, like these things. So it's enough for animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking care, maybe it also includes, keeping it clean all the time, for example.
Yeah, also.
And also providing medicine. I used actually to have two birds, but unfortunately, both of them died. Okay. And that's because of the lack of taking care of such pets, I don't know what to do, what to provide for them, and also they need to be they need medical care all the time. So as I said before, it's difficult to take care of yourself. What about taking care of another? another life soul. So, yeah.
Okay, let's jump to the third question with you.
Yeah, okay. How to choose the pet that you want? How to choose the pet that you want?
It's a hard question.
It is.
Well, it's easy.
Oh, Shahid.
Sorry, I was muting myself and I was talking and no one was answering me. Sometimes I'm
really
stupid.
Okay. We didn't hear you.
The way I'm choosing my pet is looking. Yeah, I was giving myself a mute. I didn't notice.
It's okay.
Ah, my luck. Okay. Well, the way I'm going to choose my pet is depends on my own self. What do I feel comfortable with and what is the uses of it? Then what does it match with my personality?
Yeah.
This is the way I'm going to choose it.
That's a good point.
That's why I needed to be a baby. I want it to be so small and cute.
Can you give an example?
That's... For real?
Yes.
I would like to choose cats. Because in my whole life, I've raised about how much it was. From 10 to 12 cats in my whole life. So it's easy for me to take care of it.
Yeah. That's great. And you say that if someone is angry, he's going to take a dog, for example, or to adopt a dog?
I don't think so, but what does people think they are comfortable with? I think this is the way.
Yeah, I believe that most people would like cats. Most people, the majority of people, they would like cats.
Yeah.
Because they are sort of cute and they are sort of, you know.
Let's be honest. Yes, they are cute, but the problem is, do you have any problem with cats? Like when you touch it and put your hands in your eyes, do you feel something that just came to your eyes or something? Do you have a problem? A problem with the nose or something? This is also important.
Yeah, it might be.
Like, for example, I'm getting a hamster, actually. Then because of it, I'm always sneezing.
Yes, this is allergy. This is a kind of allergy. And this is one of the, by the way, one of the problems of pets. Some people have allergies. So they can, for example, be close from pets in general, either cats or hamsters or whatever.
But if I told you in my whole family, the only one who loves pets is me and two more. In our family, we have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And at 9, it's about 14,
mashallah.
Person.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome,
my bro.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Very good.
So, I keep talking. Sorry for the interrupt.
Yeah, no, it's dude. Okay. So, that's all, Shahir?
I think.
Okay, great.
This is because I'm not giving the whole details about having a pet. It's more than this. How much it will cost, how much you will need to spend on it, how much you will need to clean it, giving it to the doctor, a lot of things.
Exactly, that's the problem. The main problem of cats or pets in general, they require a lot of responsibilities, as I said earlier.
I wanted to
ask, for someone who is... Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, keep talking. After that, I'm going to ask.
You want to talk about someone
who is lazy like me, for example? He's not going to be...
No, dude, it's your time. You know, take the show.
Yeah, he's not going to be great with taking pets and taking care of pets.
What it mean exactly, pets?
Sorry?
Yeah, this is my question. What's mean, pets?
Yeah, pets. Hammam actually talked about it first in the beginning of the podcast. Well,
Telegram?
Pets, no, here. Mm. Pets is all... Okay. We'll give examples. For example, pets like, for example, hamsters, cats, dogs. These are all called pets because they are not... Yeah, they are not wild. You can feel with sympathy with them. It's okay.
Teacher Hassan, ask
a question. In Arabic, حيوانات أليفة يسموها.
أيوه, ذكرتها. Cats, like cats or dogs or something like that. Some animals like this.
I have a question. Chicken and chicken.
Yeah.
Cows.
I thought it was food.
I believe chicken is not a pet. Yeah, you're lying. I don't know.
Yeah, me too. I don't think it's a pet.
Okay, camels.
What?
Camels.
Yeah, maybe.
Should be.
Maybe.
What about horses?
Horses.
You can give you no, a kick with $200.
The horse. No, no, no. Horse, not. It's part of pets because it's a feel about humans, feel about anything.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's part of pets. But chicken.
Chicken.
When you're winning a chicken dinner.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't see someone in my whole life who have a chicken in his own house. So I don't think
you are. You are yeah. Don't watch Instagram. Yes, you are.
I watch Instagram too, but I didn't see something like
that. There is people. Rice, ducks, not chicken. Also ducks.
Ducks.
I can take handle of duck, but
duck
chicken.
I'm gonna eat duck. In the house.
Butta. Yeah, in house duck. And the swimming
yeah.
pool.
Yeah, it's
and their kitchens. You don't watch this in Instagram. Yes.
Yeah. Teacher Hassan, does he mean Donald Duck?
Duck. Ducks.
Duck.
Yeah. I know, but does he mean Donald Duck?
No.
If you know him.
He's talking about ducks.
Another one.
Ducks, yeah.
The original one.
You could say that, yeah.
Wow, okay. I think it's a hard question. Okay, let's jump to fourth question with Mohammed.
Okay. For me, I don't like to have a pet in my own house.
No.
What about a hamster? Read the question.
I have no question. Oh, you can
read the question. What do you have?
Which question?
It's a. You can
see. Yeah. How to keep the pet safe? Okay, no, this question, or can four. I choose number four? No, okay. Number four.
Yes.
It depends on the what type of pet that I have. If it's a cat, I think it's hard for me because I like to have animal who have a lot of movement. He move a lot, like cat or kitten or any animal like that. Maybe like a fish. I see him in Sugar Health. Yeah.
Rising fish in pool. Yeah. It's very
a fish or a bird. I brought the gauge and in the house. So I know where it is. Like this, I can't keep it safe. But cats or kitchen, I don't think that I can. And I don't want.
Okay. What do you think, Chahar? Chahar is still with us?
Okay. I think so.
Yeah. I'm just making some vegetables. Are you ready to have a pet? If it's yes, then tell us what could it be. Easily yes. Cat and hamster.
Cat and what?
Easily yes. I'm ready to have one, and it will be cats or hamster.
No, okay. The question is, can you keep it safe with you?
Oh. Easily, yes.
Easily.
For someone who has raised about 12 cats in his whole life, it's so easy.
Okay. I will read the question 5. Are you ready to have a pet? If you yes, then tell us what could it be. I think I am not ready because I have my college, I have my homework, so I don't have time to take care of another life. So, but if I can, it would be a cat also. But when I'm thinking about fish or birds, pets. You need a lot of time to be friendly with you. So cats, it's very easy to be friendly, too easy to
teach you.
Take care of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. For me, okay. I think I'm ready to have a bit, but just fish or a bird, like I said, because I don't want to focus on this bit a lot, and I don't want to take a lot of my time. So I think this is only the time that I'm going to choose it.
Great. Well, for me, I believe you know my answer. I'm not ready. I'm not going to be ready because I had an experience with pets. Bad experience, actually. But I'm willing, actually, to get a cat very soon. But I hope to... Yeah, thanks. I'll need to have many courses in order to take care of cats and pets.
When do you want the course to be?
I'm ready.
Sure.
It's about 3 hours and free.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Question 6 with Shahir.
Okay. How many have we vet salons?
Clinic. Salons? Vet clinic.
Is it right? In Mecca or vet in clinic in Mecca or in KSA generally?
Vet clinic.
To be honest, I don't know what this means.
It's the العيادات التي تهتم بالحيوانات. والعيادات الطبية.
Little.
I have no idea, actually.
On Mecca, it's a little. But in the whole kingdom of Saudi Arabia, I believe it's lots. Especially in Riyadh and Jeddah.
I think so. I think it's very little.
Especially
the reason
Mecca,
why.
I think so. We have so many clinics in Mecca for pets.
The reason why, if you know, Shahid.
Well, the reason why, well, I don't know. I'm not working on it.
Okay. I think vet clinic in Saudi Arabia generally, it's not a lot. But I think the culture of take care of take pets, it's a forging in our culture. So vet clinic, it's a new thing. Should we take a lot of time to be a normal thing in our culture? So
Called vet clinic? Are you called vet?
I think it's vet clinic.
Vet, okay.
So it's a, I think it's about, we need, I think it's 20 years to be normal with this clinics in the north or the south. So we need a little time. So this is what I have.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not a culture for Saudi Arabia like the other countries. Like British or American, they have a lot of people who know, who see in the streets. They have a bit, even in the street or in the house.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
and
but
in my opinion,
I think
I
it's
Go ahead, Fadhil.
But I think it's the vet clinics that take care of camels or sheep or I think in Arabic, behemoth al-an'am. It's more than the vet clinics to take care of cats or dogs or pets, because our culture need these clinics. So this is the reason why I think Saudi Arabia and Vision 2030 will build the biggest hospital take care of camels, if you don't know. Biggest hospital in the world. Yeah,
why camels only?
What about the cats in the street?
Yeah, that's the thing I wanted to talk about. Wallahi, we have a serious issue with cats in the streets. I mean, wallahi, it's a serious problem. Yeah.
I saw my neighbor throwing a rock on a cat. Not even a big one, a little one.
You shouldn't be surprised. You shouldn't be surprised to see this in Saudi Arabia. It is something very common, very usual to see this.
I'm not surprised because I'm used to it.
Because I think the reason is
I have been raised on Taif, and even here I'm like,
put yourself like the person who is gonna make this a hospital or gonna build this hospital for the cats. What's the benefit that you might have? There's if you build a hospital and you get doctors, you wanna get some money in exchange. You didn't build all of that for free. So, but if you did all of this, there's going to be no customers because it's not a character, like I said. So there's nobody, no a lot of people who take care of cats. So there's going to not be a lot of patients.
No, it should be by the government itself.
Yeah.
It should be by government, and it should be taking care of these cats and... believe me, if there is such care, believe me, there will be people who would buy this. I agree with your point, 100% correct. As you said, they are going to lose a lot of money, and eventually they are not going to, have, as you said, people who would come to buy. But why don't you look at the, for example, the birds here in Mecca? We have some places to buy birds from, right? And a lot of people actually come there because there is a specific place for them. But still, these places are less medically equipped. Yani, you buy a bird or you buy a cat or you buy a rabbit, they might be sick, they might be...
they might die.
Yeah, because there is no much medical care taking in that place, and most of them they are making this because as a trade, tijara. They don't care.
This is a problem.
Yeah,
I'm just want to have money by make a soul die. How could I have a house and sleep in the night?
How can you what?
It's a soul of trouble.
Could you?
How can I sleep in the night? At least I'm thinking it's a soul.
I'm wasting the night
just for money.
Ah,
yeah. Think of it. Oh, you're killing a pet, even some little animals, just for having money. For real? Be a human.
There's people who do something stable more than this. This is easy thing for them. They sleep with clear conscience, but they do something terrible more than this.
Wanna know one of them?
Yeah.
Search about William Afton.
For example,
but I think Mohammed, in Australia, if you read about Australia or you don't, Australia have a vet clinic for cats and dogs, but doesn't have for camel. In Australia, there are killed by camel by guns and clashing or
yeah,
he there. the people who live in Saudi, he hates that comment. So the different of our culture, this clear out, my point about why we don't have a clinic for dog and cats.
Yeah. It's the same. So I think maybe for 5 years when they were killing the camels, or numbers. One day they killed 1,000 camels, 500 camels. There was a deal between Saudi Arabia and Australia. They pay for just to get the camels, not to pay the camels. It's for free, just for shahn. Just for that, they pay for the travel.
Shipping.
And you can't take it for free. And you know, and I know how much we like the camels in Saudi Arabia. And it's so expensive right here. But they didn't take it. Yeah. And
I think
you do me a favor, please?
Me? Yes, sure.
Can you show us the video I've sent it to you about the cat?
Yes, sure. Just give me a minute.
By the way, I wanted to ask, who got through
Madrasati
program?
I know the question. Yeah.
I have a problem with it. My username, I've just put a one wrong letter and make it small, and it was capital. Then they didn't accept it. And I tried to remove it from Google because I saved it by the wrong. And they didn't accept it, and I cannot access to Madrasati.
Okay, but did you try to have a new password? To create a new password? I tried. I had the correct password. I did everything, but I couldn't get through the program.
And okay, can you see the yeah, go ahead, Mohammed.
I don't know why they didn't make it. We had accounts there. We had been practiced there. I don't know why they made the new program. Okay.
I agree with you. You're right, definitely right. Why didn't they use N? It's perfect.
Yeah. Everything here is mess.
Yeah, unfortunately, the problem here is my father's the one who can access to Nizam Noor. Why can't I use it and just study? What is the matter? Just for my father to watch me? Well,
yes.
My father told me to study.
Well, I'm turning into
can you see the video, guys?
Yeah, we can.
Can you see the video here?
I have things to say. We will end the meetings because prayer. So after video, we will end the meetings. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. But
okay. Yeah. No problem. Okay, is the video working with you? Do you see it?
Yeah, do you see it?
Now I see
it. No, we don't.
Do you see it now?
No, yeah.
Nope, not for me.
It's dark.
Yeah, it's dark. Dogs or green?
All of you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
for
it
me,
can
I
be previewed on the because it is on the YouTube. I will send it to the group, inshallah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is end our meeting. Thank you for sharing our title and your ideas and your thoughts. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, all of you.
And thanks for your time.
Thank you, Amal.
Inshallah.
See you, inshallah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.